by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Jennifer Wilson, Riley County Extension Agent, and we're talking about a lot of different things today that their extension office is involved in. There's all kinds of activities. It's spring.
It's crazy times.
It's almost starting to feel like spring.
I know.
It's
spring again.
It may still be a tease, a spring a day. Starting to see some blossoms on some things. You know, got the Tulip Festival in Wamego. I don't know what they look like over there, but my tulips are popping
up. I noticed
some
yesterday that were beautiful on the west side of town. So, you know, and Greg Eystone is doing a workshop tomorrow morning out at Blueville Nursery on planting a salsa garden.
A salsa garden?
Yes.
Okay.
So, tomatoes and peppers. And one of these days, I'm convinced that the ground is going to warm up enough that you can plant tomatoes and peppers.
Mm-hmm.
So join him tomorrow morning at a Blueville Nursery. He can tell you about all the tricks and tips to raise good tomatoes and peppers so that you can make your own salsa.
That sounds outstanding.
And then next Friday, you could come to Megan's food preservation workshop and learn how to make the salsa.
Boy, what a great tie-in.
I know, right?
Yeah, we had Megan in the other day. I guess she spoke to the Riley County Commission, so we had some extras.
Yes, you had a little bit of news clip there
from her this morning about the food preservation thing. Tell me what's all involved in that.
Well, Karen Blakesley, our food preservation expert at K-State, is going to help Megan put on this workshop next Friday. Folks will learn about pressure canning, water bathing, basic food safety that's involved in the home canning process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an all-day affair. There's a $30 charge, but in exchange for that $30, I believe you get lunch and you will be able to take home some preserved products. It's a hands-on workshop, so you will actually get in the kitchen and make things.
It's a cool concept.
It is.
I've heard people do that.
It's amazing.
I make messes in the kitchen.
I make tons of messes, but always have a good time. And mm-hmm. I love to can. And
what all do you like to can?
Salsa. I do a lot of salsa.
Oh. Do you have a salsa garden, or is it just all in one regular type of garden?
Well, it's in one regular type of garden, okay. But usually there's an abundance of peppers and tomatoes, and those make really great salsa.
Hmm. I don't have a garden. Maybe I should.
You should?
I should.
It's a great way to exercise. I love to go to the garden just because there's no one else there.
Hmm.
It's great quality time with some dirt.
You know, and I like to be one with dirt.
Yes. It's a great time to meditate about the wonders of life.
All the stuff that goes on around us.
You know, you can work out your stress hoeing the weeds out of the garden.
I'm pretty good at hoeing.
Are you now?
Oh, I can slam that hoe down the best of them.
Very good.
Got some dandelions I need to take care of.
Now's the time.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping the freeze would kill them, but no, I guess not.
I think they grow better under those sorts of conditions, at least judging from the looks of my yard, they do.
Is that what it is?
I must be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad it's not just me.
Not just you.
I was driving down the street the other day, and I saw, you know, a storefront, and they had dandelions all over the place. And I'm like going, you know, I don't feel so bad. I got two or three out there that are giving me problems.
You know, according to Greg Eystone, a weed is a plant that grows where you don't want it to.
Oh, okay. So
if you can convince yourself that you like them.
You see, my dad used to say, if it's green, it's good.
Exactly.
If it's green, it's good.
A little extra color. That yellow is a great color in your yard.
Doesn't
this
it
time
provide
of
a
year?
Nice little contrast? It looks like a little mini sunflower. So you're doing the whole state a little extra recognition.
Right. Mm. They seem to grow well in drought conditions too.
Well, something does. At least something does. Nothing else seems to.
No.
My goodness, this could be a scary year for farmers.
Very much so. We need
not that we haven't had scary years here for other reasons, but boy, this Now, this seems to be a little bit worse on the drought side than most others.
Shaping up, and I saw a map last night that indicated these conditions might continue through July. So farmers do need some rain.
So we got a 60% chance around here. I know Southwest, they've been having a lot of problems. They had big fires in, Morton and Wallace counties, I think, this last week. And gosh, you know, you just hate to see those situations again. We've had way too many of those over the last few years.
Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we talked about a lot of other things. You got the let's get back to the food preservation class. That's coming up Friday.
Coming up Friday. Mm-hmm. You can register on our website, again, riley.ksu.edu. Easy enough to click and register. And that will be out at Potter Hall. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Potter Hall, get out there this weekend.
What's going on?
Our 4-H youth are having garage sale.
Oh,
they are taking donations through 3 o'clock today.
Really?
So if you've got junk in your garage that you want to get rid of,
junk in my garage.
You don't really have the gumption to have your own garage sale. This is a great way to get rid of it. So not only is it a service to the community, but it is a great fundraiser for our youth who are trying to raise money to go to Washington, D.C. next summer. Hmm. And so again, you can take your donations out there until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Then beginning at 6 this evening, from 6 to 8, they will open the sale up. And again, then tomorrow morning from 8 to noon.
Gotcha.
There are all kinds of treasures out there. I dropped some stuff off yesterday evening, and the building was already half full.
Was it really?
Yes.
And you know what's great about Potter Hall?
It's inside.
It's inside. And it's going to rain tomorrow.
Exactly.
So you can go to a garage sale without having to get out in, well, you know.
And it's warm in there.
What a bonus.
A bonus. Mm-hmm. I know there were a couple of organs that had been donated.
Really?
A couple of housefuls of furniture. So if you're looking for housefuls of furniture.
Housefuls of furniture. Okay.
Had some folks that were moving and were getting rid of furniture and donated it all to a good cause. Mm. So we appreciate the donations, but we also need people to come buy that stuff too.
Yeah. 6 to 8 tonight?
6 to 8 tonight and 8 to noon tomorrow morning at Potter Hall in Seco Park.
Okay. What else we got? Is that it? Did we go through everything already?
I think we got through the list.
Wow. Well, we talked about a lot of things.
We did. There's a lot going on in the world of extension right now.
Is there? Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, it's that time of year.
If you'd like to know more, like to see the whole list of things going on, again, go to our website. Riley.ksu.edu. You can see what's going on from now through probably the 1st of June is highlighted out there.
Jennifer Wilson, Riley County Extension Director. Always a delight. Best show of the day.
Been a pleasure to be here.
The year, yes. Maybe my life. Yeah, it's really sad when Brady starts rubbing off on you like that. Riley County's Senior Service Center is our topic of discussion. Director Jamie Ramsey is in the studio next on K-Man's In Focus.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by...